You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Top of the third, the Bulldogs up, and up with a 1-0 lead as Jake DeFree, second time up. The first pick, or the pitch fouled off down the right field line. Is it playable? No, it drops right in the bullpen. One correction on Grayson Link. Thank you, El Hammock, for helping me out to my left. El Hammock, my left-hand man, not my right-hand man, but four strikeouts for Mr. Link. He did have two strikeouts in the first. It was actually a strike-em-out, throw-em-out of duel in the end, the first inning. I actually don't have a right-handed man. All I have is this briefcase. Actually, sometimes I think Mike Udich is my right-handed man. Certainly passes along a lot of information. Mike here also helping out in the Crown Point dugout, handling pitch counts, I believe. Here's the 1-2, swung on and fouled off to the left. Crown Point with a 1-0 lead, and it was Jake DeFries who actually scored the opening run of the game. Here's the 1-2. Whoa, in there tight, almost hit him. Count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. Soft swirl of the bat. Lefty to lefty, here's the pitch. Fouled off to the left. Crown Point with the top of the order, Scott Ferkel and Josh Linneman do up. The top three between the Freeze, Ferkel, and Linneman, two of which have gone on base, both in the first. Wind blowing, here's the 2-2 pitch. Chop foul and to the left. 2-2 the count. The wind blowing out toward right field. Looks like it's blowing out to the south. We're in the top of the third here from 5959 Broadway in Merrillville. As we're waiting for the baseball to return. And now we got a baseball back. Now the pitch. Catches the inside corner for breaking ball. So DeFries, a 1-for-2 day to this point. He strikes out looking. And there's one gone. Scott Ferkel. Two strikeouts for the pitcher, Sawyer Allen. Now Scott Ferkel in the batter's box. Lefty to lefty once again. And the pitch in the dirt, knocked down by the catcher, Heilick. The count 1-0 and the pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 offering, here it is. This is inside, 3-0. Quickly to work, here's the 3-0 offering in the dirt. So 4 pitches, a walk here to Scott Ferkel, and let's see if the strategy is to have the Bulldogs take second here. We know they're a very aggressive ball club when it comes to the stolen base. So Josh Linneman due up. Linneman drawing the first of the 2 Allen walks. That was in the first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed in the dirt. 0-1 the count. If you're just joining us, 1-0, the Crown Point Bulldogs with the lead here in the first game of the doubleheader against the Andrean 59ers on the road. Throw back to first and the runner Ferkel back. Linneman with the walk, no official at bat in the first inning. And now the pitcher Allen goes back and Ferkel also back at first. Crown Point coming off a loss 7-2 last night. And a pickoff throw takes a one hop, but not good for an advancement right in front of McCune. Malarski, Thompson, Fushi, the outfield left to right. 40 Andrean 59ers. Here's the 0-1. This is away 1-1. Also, if you're just joining us, the first of two games of a doubleheader. Not listed as a doubleheader, but they decided to play two last night. And now a shaky throw back to the bag. Is McCoon able to knock it down? Looks like track and field may be going on here as well at Andrean High School. Some people making their way to the football field, which is also where the track field is. From the stretch, Allen delivers, and the pitch fouled off to the right. 1-2 the count. Very close to the press box, of course, here in the press box from home plate. Of course, we are a little elevated. This is a building that not only houses the press box, it's a two-tier building. Also, the concession stands below. Certainly, they'll be busy here this afternoon with a doubleheader between the two ball clubs, Crown Point and Andrean. Crown Point up 1-0. Allen delivers, and the pitch lined the opposite way to right, and that is going to go over the fence for a foul. Crown Point trying to avoid a losing streak here where they've lost back-to-back on Wednesday and last night, Friday night. Here's the 1-2. Soft roller down the third base side, fielded by the glove by Benarek on the first in time. So we'll go as an out, as a 5-3 putout off the bat of Lindemann, though it moves the runner in the second in Scott Ferkel. And the Bulldogs in scoring position from adding the second run of the game here this afternoon. Two outs and Luke Adams in the box. Luke Adams, a ground out, but did have an RBI his previous time up. Grounded out to third. That would score the freeze from first. So Scott Ferkel at second. Allen, two looks to the bag. Here's the pitch. This is away. 1-0 the count. The Andrean 59ers, kind of odd if you look at their record. Very impressive. We mentioned 14-3. Here's the 1-0. Misses away. 2-0. And I'm going by the Max Prep, so it might be unofficial here, although I did talk to the people. They said it does match. People here at Andrean, they say it does match the Max Prep's website. Andrean has lost three games here at home. They're 6-3. Rounded right back up the middle through the legs of the pitcher in the center field. Here comes Ferkel. He comes around the score. He slides, and the Bulldogs lead it 2-0 here in the third. RBI single for Luke Adams, and the Bulldogs coming off a tough loss last night, looking good here in the early going. That ball went right past the pitcher, Allen, through his legs. And the Bulldogs lead it 2-0. So Rocky Beebe due up. Beebe, the starting left fielder for Crown Point. One batting glove on his left hand. It's a black batting glove. The runner takes off from first. The throw down in time. It was a low throw that retires Luke Adams. He is caught stealing. And that will do it for the Crown Point Bulldogs in their half of the third. They do pick up a run on one hit. And lead it 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third. Andrean coming up. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLN.us. WFLN plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM, which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to 5959 Broadway in Maryville here on this Saturday morning for the next 15 minutes. A doubleheader for your listening enjoyment on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. And maybe if you don't have any plans, hey, come on out. There's still plenty of baseball to be seen here this afternoon. All right, so two hits in the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs, and that will bring up Adam Benarek. Benarek, a left-handed hitter. Plays some length for two innings, has faced the minimum. Tiptoes the third base side of rubber. High leg kick, the pitch. In there for a call strike on the outer half. 0-1. Two quarterbacks for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Link and Bolda also starting pitchers. The 0-1. Off the end of the bat and line foul past the Crown Point dugout, first base side. And drain in the third base dugout. A brick dugout on brick dugouts on both ends. People lined up along the baselines from the home plate area to the dugouts. Here's the 0-2. Off the end of the bat and fouled once again. So the count 0-2. And Grayson Link, who has faced the minimum for two innings, looking very impressive with four Ks in the inning. He has struck out two over the first two innings apiece. Strong bend of the knees, soft swirl. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, a rising heater. Five Ks for Grayson. One gone in the inning. And so here is Brad Levesque. Levesque, the shortstop for Andrain, a right-handed hitter. One batting glove on his left hand. The Grayson Link offering on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Grayson looking pretty impressive, has to be confident with a 2-0 lead. And Crown Point with two losses over these last 2 days. For them to come in and at least split this doubleheader would be mightily impressive. Here's the 0-1. Upstairs with the fastball. 1-1. Now, there are times in the baseball season, even the best of all teams are going to have a rough patch. Andrain having a little bit of a rough patch. They're coming off a loss to the Highland Trojans. Pitch down low. 2-0 the count. Andrain losing just 3 days ago to the Highland Trojans here on the same facility, here in the same ball diamond, losing 4-2. Link looks in for the sign, has what he wants from his catcher, Boyd. Kicks, fires away. On the inside corner, 2-2. Grayson Link looking pretty good with the control here this afternoon. It's interesting to look at Andrean. We mentioned about their 14-3 record, but taking a look at their three losses, the 2-2. In the dirt, the count goes full 3-2. It's interesting. Andrean, three losses this season. They lost to Ileana Christian 3-2, April 22nd. They lost to Highland twice. What's interesting about these games is that they've only lost by two runs or less. Here's the 3-2. This is up, ball four. And the second base runner aboard for Andrean, both on with walks. Clay Thompson led off the inning with a walk. And now Brad Levesque has a walk as well. And that will bring up Evan Heilick. Short lead by Levesque at first. Link, a right-handed pitcher, looking over his left shoulder. Comes quick set to the letters. Here's the pitch. This is for ball one. Evan Heilick wearing the number one jersey for Andrean. White on white with the nice gold batting helmets. Quick stretch to the letters. Link about ready to work. Quick delivery. The pitch grounded to the right side and moving over to his right. Lindemann on the first in time. That ball was hit in the hole. Lindemann quick on his feet, made it look easy, had to come over to the hole, a few steps to his left, able to make the play. It does move Levesque into second base. And Thompson, the hitter. So, goes 4-3 on a putout. That ball looked like it was tagged to the grass in right field. But some good defense behind Grayson Link, this afternoon's starting pitcher. So Clay Thompson in the box, the starting center fielder. Thompson, no official at bat in the first inning. Oh, drew a walk. Here's the pitch as the runner takes his leadoff second in there for a called strike. 1-2, the Bulldogs with the lead. Here in the bottom of the third. Lindemann playing close to the second base bag, playing in the hole to freeze the shortstop. Pitch in the dirt and deflects to the left side of the backstop, and that's going to move the runner in the third, Levesque. So there's a wild pitch. And with a 1-1 count, Clay Thompson looking to make contact with the ball. Two outs, a sacrifice fly out of question. Thompson, a left-handed hitter. White batting gloves on. Slight choke of the bat. The 1-1. Squares the bun and the pitch. Taking the dirt. The runner, Levesque, was breaking, but instead pulls back. 2-0, the Bulldogs with the lead. And Drain threatening to close the gap. Andrean this year 6-3 at home, yet they are 7-0 on the road. Actually 8-0 because they're 1-0 on a neutral site. 2-1. Rounded right to the mound, knocked down by the pitcher. Link third base side of the rubber. Guns it over to first. In time to retire the base runner Thompson down the third base line. So the Andrean 59ers leave a runner on base. They were able to come up with a walk by Levesque. He stranded at third. Crown Point looking good after three, leading 2-0. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant for the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes, and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
I have PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family. We had a reunion of our unit, and you hear these spouses say, is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that, too. I thought it was just us. And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
Rocky Beebe leads off against Sawyer Allen. And the pitch, line in the left field for a base hit through the hole. And Rocky Beebe leads off with a single to left. Rocky with his third hit in 2 days. And that will bring up the first baseman, Ben Frederick. Overall, it's been a pitcher's duel here at 5959 Broadway in Maryville. The Andrean 59ers and the Crown Point Bulldogs. We advertised it as one. We're going to make your day better. It's two today. A doubleheader from the ballpark in Andrean. A bunt laid down by Frederick and the ball foul at the plate. Gotta love these doubleheaders. I mean, that definitely makes weekends bright. Maybe they don't play them in the major leagues anymore. Heard the stories about my dad who is in his early 60s. Tell me he used to go to a few doubleheaders at Wrigley and Old Comiskey. Major League owners will not go for that anymore. No, sir. See, you got to pay one for one. Pitch fouled off to the right. From a fan standpoint, you got to love the doubleheaders. Spending a day at the ballpark, watching a couple good games of baseball, taking in the atmosphere, having a few hot dogs and peanuts. Pitch misses down low, a ball and two strikes. Of course, in the major leagues, you do see doubleheaders, but those are day-night doubleheaders, and those are only scheduled by virtue of rainouts. Chop to the left side. Up with it is the pitcher, Allen, with the glove on the first in time to the bag. So a quick throw by Allen retires Ben Frederick. It'll go 1-3. And Rocky Beebe pulls in the second base with one out here in the inning. Crown Point up 2-0. Behind a pretty good performance for the first three innings by Grayson Link. I don't know if I'm not supposed to say this, but Grayson Link has not given up the hit yet. So Mason Boyd, speaking of Grayson Link, the starting catcher due up. Here's the pitch, and they're a called strike. Boyd with a plant with a couple batting gloves on and time called at the plate. Also with a wristband on. See some ball players with the wristbands on for signs and signals. Not common in baseball. Pitch catches the outside corner. A called strike on the curve. 0-2. 2-0. The Bulldogs with the lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed as it deflects to the third base side. Up with the ball is Heilig. Throws over to first and in time to retire Mason Boyd. It will go strike him out, throw him out. 1-3 on the putout, yet it does move in the third base. Rocky Beebe, Charlie Patrick now in the batter's box. So Charlie Patrick, the right fielder, a left-handed hitter up. 1-for-1, Charlie Patrick, single to right his previous time up, and the pitch on the outer half, a called strike. 0-1. Sawyer Allen pitching pretty decently here today. Fouled off to the left. Has not given up a ton of runs in an inning, just one inning in the third and one in the first, one in the third. Sawyer Allen, a southpaw with the glove to his belt. Time once again called at the plate. I said this last night because we saw Nick Fies, a left-hander. Good left-handed pitching. Very hard to come by these days. Also, shout out to Kyle Robinson, who came in relief of Ryan Balda yesterday. My goodness. The 1-2 offering, here it is, swung on and a high towering fly ball in the right center field, and making the over-the-shoulder catch on the dive, Fushi, he comes up with a nice play to save a Bulldog run. That will do it for Crown Point in their half of the fourth inning on a nice play by Fushi off the bat of Patrick in right. There was a hit. The Bulldogs leave a runner aboard. They lead it 2-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Spring and summer is a great time to take the car out for a drive. And when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Soft Touch Car Wash. An even smarter move is to join the unlimited monthly car wash club to keep your car clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Indiana. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Welcome back to Andrean High School with the Bulldogs with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The 59ers will send Kevin McCune, Dolan, and Fushi, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Dave Pischker's ball club. McCune, a wide open stance. Grayson Link looking good. Here's the pinch, and the bunt laid down off the screen, foul to the third base side. A few Andrean students helping out here in the press box, including handling the public address. Certainly enjoying their company. Good, and also thank you to Bill Mueller for accommodating our needs. Sent him the request a few weeks ago. Very courteous. Tell you what, Bill's one funny guy. That's for certain. Had a chance to say hi to him before the game here today. Pitch in the dirt. 1-1 the count. First game of a doubleheader between these two non-conference schools. Here's the 1-1. Way upstairs. 2 balls and a strike. Playing even with the bag at third, culture. Now the 2-1 offering. Here it is from Link. Misses away. 3 balls and a strike. Grayson Link, if you're just joining us, having a 2-0 advantage, but has not given up a hit. You know, he has given up 2 base runners, both on walks. Looked very impressive. The pitch swung on and a high towering fly ball reaching center field. Whose call is it going to be? The center field or the second baseman, Lindemann, coming out in shallow center, makes the grab. One up, one gone here in the inning. So with one gone, the Bulldogs leading 2-0. Dueling due up the second baseman. Swirl of the bat. Here's the pitch. Thought about spunning, but instead takes ball one. So great to be here at Andrean High School. You can almost feel the legacy of some of these great Andrean teams of years gone by. Here's the 1-0. On the inside corner, a ball and a strike. One of the best outings we've seen from Grayson Link in quite some time. 5 strikeouts here in the ballgame. Has struck out at least one batter over the first three. The 1-1. Squaring the bunt and laying off, and the pitch taken for a ball outside. Doolin looking at a 2-1 count here in the bottom of the fourth. Six-foot-5, Grayson Link. Tall legs. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and grounded right to first. Easy play for Frederick. Moves over to the back, steps on it with the left cleat. 2 up, 2 gone here in the inning.
Now batting number 16, Nick Fushi.
Oh, 3 unassisted as Nick Fushi's due up. Fushi, the starting right fielder for this Andrean squad. Link kicks, delivers, and the pitch. This is for ball one. 1-0 the count with 2 outs here in the inning. If you love pitching, you'll love this one. Grayson Link looking very impressive through 3 2/3. Here's the 1-0 in there for a called strike. 1-1 the count. Link with his right foot, his back foot tiptoeing the third base side of the rubber. Kicks, delivers. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off the screen to the right. A ball and 2 strikes. that Fushi can get on base. Ricer's in the on-deck circle for Andreyan. Link, however, ahead of the count, 1-2, looking for the knockout, and the pitch swung on and missed in the dirt. Boy has to retreat it. Does he have a play? Throws on the first, not in time. It will go as a strikeout, but a wild pitch at that. So it's a sixth strikeout for Grayson Link. Unfortunately, the wild pitch does put Fushi in at first. Good effort by Boy just to retrieve it. Third base side of the backstop went all the way to the red brick. Goes as a strikeout, but a runner at first for Andrain and the tying run at the plate in Ricer's. Joe Ricer's the designated hitter. So righty to righty with two outs, the pitch. This is off the plate outside, 1-0. A red brick, yep, that's right, a red brick here at Andrain High School. So that's my favorite baseball backstop. A nice red brick, of course, Wrigley Field, famous for that for decades. But you see a lot of these modern ballparks going with the red brick. Link with the 1-0. Swung on off the end of the bat, and that is going to go foul into the corner where the Crown Point bullpen is. 3 base runners in the game yielded by Grayson Link. By the way, getting back to the red brick, you see them in a number of Major League ballparks these days. I know Royal Park at Camden Yards installing the red brick a few years ago. Minute Maid Park in Houston, where the Astros play, has a red brick. Link looking over his left shoulder to the base runner, Fushi, and now time called. Also, a new ballpark that opened this year, and I can't believe the Atlanta Braves opened up a new ballpark after 20 years of playing in Turner Field. But SunTrust Park in Cumberland, Georgia, in Cobb County, just outside of Atlanta, on the outskirts, the new home of the Atlanta Braves, that is a red brick as well. Now the 1-1, fouled off, and Grayson Link with the advantage here at 1-2. Kind of hard that Turner Field is no longer used as a baseball facility. It is still going to be used. Georgia State University has actually purchased the land of Turner Field, and that ballpark will be converted into a college football stadium this fall. Interesting times in Atlanta. They're also getting a new NFL football stadium for the Falcons. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Looks beautiful on the inside. Kind of awkward on the outside, but beautiful on the inside. Circular retractable roof. Here's the 1-2. The runner takes off the pitch, misses for a ball. The throw, a bad throw in the center field past the shortstop to freeze, and that is going to move the runner into third base. So we'll go as a stolen base and a wild pitch. But not a wild pitch. Goes in here. It was an 8-2 on the catcher. Grayson Link, this doesn't take away from the fact that he has looked very mightily impressive here today. So a bad throw and error on the catcher. And two outs in the inning, and Andrean with their first runner at third base here today. Crown Point with the 2-0 advantage. Still 2-2 to Ricer's. Grayson Link looking for the knockout. Here it is. Swung on half swing. Did he go? No, he did not. So the count goes full, 3-2. And this is the tying run at the plate. You put Ricer's on. The go-ahead comes up in Eric Malarski. The count full at 3-2 with two outs. Runner takes his lead off third. Here's the pitch from Link. Foul tip at the plate, still 3-2. Trauma here at 5959 Broadway on the north end of Miraville. Link adjusting here on the mound. Ricer's ready. right-handed hitter. Slow stretch to the letters for Link. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner. A call strike three with the off-speed pitch. And Grayson Link gets out of the jam. Andreyan leaves a runner at third. And through four innings, the Crown Point Bulldogs behind to this point. A no-hitter by Grayson Link. Lead it 2-0. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lindquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dade Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.